Now we're going to go to another aspect of this, of the money, of the 10%, the tithing. Does the Word of God tell us that we as ministers should be asking of you 10%? Let's see what the Word of God says. Praise the Lord. Malachi, if you find Matthew in the New Testament for Matthew, go backwards in reverse and you will find Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7. Praise the Lord. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone astray from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Verse 8. Will a man rob God? Ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. 9. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Amen. Those of you that have been in false congregations, you're familiar with this, with these verses, because they preach it day and night, that God is going to curse you if you do not give your tithing, and that you are robbing God. Yeah. Pay your tithes. Pay your tithes, that's what they say. Amen? And then on top of that, give an offering apart from the 10%. Amen? Okay, are we still under a curse? This was the Old Testament. Remember, Jesus, saints, that there was the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and then there was the New Covenant. We're no longer under the Old Covenant. This applies to the Old Covenant. So if we are supposed to be tithing today under the New Covenant, it's supposed to be repeated again in the New Testament. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord? Yes? Let's see if we are still, amen, hallelujah, under a curse today. Praise the Lord. Lord, help us. Praise the Lord. Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the, what, saints? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every man, every one that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Christ redeemed us from the curse of what? The law. And in the law are contained many ordinances and commandments of the Lord, but we're focusing on one thing, tithing. Yes. Was tithing in the law, saints? Yes, it was an ordinance of the Lord. And there was a curse attached to it if you did not give your tithing, your 10%. It was 10% of your cows, of your cattle, of your wheat, of your grain, of whatever you had, not just money, of everything that you gained, 10%. Yes. Amen? If you did not give it, God cursed you. Now, what did we just read in the New Testament that God redeemed us from, saints? From the curse of the law. He redeemed us from that punishment of God if we did not give 10%. Amen? Amen? Yes. Who says amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. We do not have to tithe anymore. Amen? Amen. Now, if you want to purpose that you want to give 10% of what you make, that's okay. But let it not be your pastor telling you that you have to do it. Let it be the Holy Spirit telling you that you have to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Hebrews 7. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And verse 5. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi. Who is it, saints? Verily, those that are the sons of Levi. Keep that in mind. The sons of Levi are supposed to do that. Are there any sons of Levi here in Honduras? There might be. I don't know, but they might not know about it. Amen. Amen. You might be a son of Levi and you don't know about it. You could be. But nobody that can prove it, I doubt it. I doubt there's anybody here in Honduras that can prove that they are the sons of Levi. Amen. And verily, that are the sons of Levi who receive the office of the priesthood have commandment to do what? To take tithes of the people according to what?
The law.
And are we still under the law, saints?
No.
Not the law of the Old Testament. Yes, we're under the law of Christ, the law of the Spirit. But are we under the law of the Old Testament, saints? Yes or no?
No.
So then if we are no longer under the law, and the law said that we had to tithe, are we supposed to tithe today?
No.
Amen? Have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. 11, verse 11. We're in Hebrews 6, 11. If therefore perfection... Oh, look, there's perfection again. The word perfection. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law. Do you get what it's saying? Is it sounding positive? Is it sounding positive that the tithing was a perfect thing, that it worked out okay? It's not sounding too positive for tithing, is it? If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? Amen. Verse 12. For the priesthood being changed, there is made a necessity, a change of the, what, saints?
Law.
The law. And what was contained in the law? What are we talking about right now? Tithing.
Amen.
There was a change. A change from what? We don't have to do it anymore. There's no curse anymore. Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. Let's go to verse 18. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment. Disannul is bleeped out. It no longer exists. It no longer has weight. It no longer has power. Amen? For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. Tithing was weak and unprofitable, saints. Amen? Praise the Lord. 19. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Isn't that clear? Isn't it clear that the law made nothing perfect? So if you have pastors telling you today that you're going to get a better place in heaven or more whatever from the Lord, acceptance, tell them the law made nothing perfect, neither did tithing. Amen? A better hope did. The blood of Jesus does. The Holy Spirit in my heart does. The teachings of the New Testament do perfect me. The law could never perfect us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thanks be unto the Lord. Okay. Let's go to Colossians 2:14. This is talking about the law. This is talking about what Jesus did. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances. And what do we read in Malachi? The tithing was what? An ordinance.
Yes.
Amen? Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that were against us, which were contrary to us, and took it out of the way. Jesus took tithing out of the way. Amen? And nailed it to the cross. Taking it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, am I saying, saints, that a pastor should not receive any money?
No.
If the Holy Spirit moves Marsh over there to give Brother Frank, that's in the ministry, $100, and the Holy Spirit moved her to do it, and she comes to him and shakes his hand, and she puts it in his hand, he should receive it. Amen?
Amen?
Because he didn't ask for it. He didn't coerce her. She's being moved with the Holy Spirit to receive it. Amen?
Amen.
Where does it tell us that Paul received such things? Let's go over to Philippians. Philippians, praise the Lord, glory to God, 4. Philippians 4, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Who says hallelujah, saints?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord?
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah. Philippians 4 and verse 14. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction, Paul, who wrote the Philippians, was saying to the Philippians. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only, giving and receiving money, or clothing, or shoes, or food, whatever they gave him. Amen. Verse 16. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Does it say there they sent tithings? No. They were offerings. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
More than one time they did it. And his necessities, the needs he had, were met by the offerings of the saints. Amen? Praise the Lord. 17. Not because I desire a gift. Listen to Paul again. Humble Paul. I don't want your money. I don't desire a gift. But I want you to be benefited from it, is what he's saying here. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Do you know that Jesus said, if you give a cup of cold water to a prophet, a disciple in my name, you shall in no wise lose your reward?
Amen.
Amen. A cup of water.
That's right.
Anything that we give the minister, be she man or woman, God is writing it all up in heaven. You're putting your money in the bank.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to give, saints.
Amen.
From your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
It's to your benefit.
Yes.
That money that you could have wasted on a soda, you drink it and it's gone, could be invested in heaven waiting, awaiting you to ride there as a reward. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, pleasing to God. They had sent by way of hand of this Epaphroditus a gift, and he had received it, and he was saying it was a sweet smelling odor to God. You know, when you give not to be seen of men, when you give not to receive favor from the minister, you give because you want to please the Lord. The Lord moved you. It's a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory.
Amen.
By Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If we give, we don't have to worry that we're going to run out. God is going to supply all our needs.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we're going to go to another aspect. Praise the Lord. Something else that distinguishes the true church of God from the false church of God. The true church of God does not believe in tithing that's coerced or forced. Amen? Praise the Lord. We do not believe that tithing is part of the New Testament. It is not. Don't allow anybody to tell you. The true church, you can distinguish her because she does not teach that you have to tithe. Amen? Praise the Lord. The true church does not pay its minister. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And now we're going to go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto the Lord. Today, D.S. Warner called it a cemetery. They have seminaries, schools of theology, where you go to learn how to preach and to learn the doctrine of that certain denomination or sect. Should we as the church of God do that, saints? Does the Bible tell us to do that? Did anybody do that in the Bible, saints?
No.
That's a distinguishing mark between the true church and the false church. God's ministers do not go to seminaries. They do not need to go to a school of theology. They have something better.
Amen.
This is what they have. Let's see what it says. Praise the Lord. Something way better than the professor. Amen. John, the Gospel of John 16. Jesus said, howbeit, when he, the seminary teachers come, he will come and guide you into all... The school of theology will lead you... Oh, no, it doesn't say that either. My glasses aren't working very well tonight. The Gospel of John 16, verse 13.
Yeah.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
Amen.
For he shall not speak of himself,
yes,
but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak,
amen,
and he shall show you things to come.
Praise the Lord.
Who's he?
Holy Spirit.
It's not an it, saints. Let's not get mixed up and call the Holy Spirit an it. It's a he. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's
amen,
not an it. He is a he. Who is it that will lead us to all truth? The Holy Spirit. So praise the Lord for Holy Spirit directed and guided, Holy Spirit leadership, ministers that have that in their lives. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thanks be unto the Lord. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They were ignorant and unlearned as far as in comparison to the other scribes and Pharisees that could quote things and could give philosophies of men and doctrines of men. In comparison, they were very ignorant and unlearned men. But yet, their preaching was more convincing than that philosophy. Their power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit was so powerful that people stood up and listened and they shook when they heard the word of God.
Amen.
The devil's trembling went out whimping like a dog. Because there was power in the message that they had. And it didn't come from the school of theology. It didn't come from the seminary, as Dias Warner used to call it. It came directly from the Spirit of truth that guides us into all truth. That is how we can tell the difference between the false minister and the true minister. I've never gone to a school of theology or a school of seminary, just in case you wonder. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I have the Holy Spirit that has led me into all truth. Praise the Lord. Yes, God uses men too. We're going to see that in a little bit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thanks be unto the Lord. Acts 18:21. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born of Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. Verse 25. We are in Acts 18:25. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. 28:26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Does it say there that Priscilla and Aquila took him and enrolled him in the school of theology or in a seminary? No. Priscilla and Aquila had the Holy Spirit too. They were a working husband and wife team helping Paul.
Amen.
And they saw this young man that he had understanding, but he was lacking something. Praise the Lord that the Lord found me. I had understanding, but I was lacking something. I'm thankful for the Aquilas and Priscillas that are already dead. They left books written. And the books that they wrote, saints, God's people, I read those. And those Priscillas and Aquilas instructed me in the way of God more perfectly.
Amen.
And I'm thankful since then that I've sat and been able to ask questions of God's living, breathing ministers that exist today that have not died. And those Aquilas and Priscillas have instructed me more perfectly in the way of God. Praise
Amen.
Be unto God. Amen. Thanks be unto the Lord.
Amen.
They didn't point me to a seminary and they didn't point me to a school of theology.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's go to glory to God. Praise be unto the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, here's Paul speaking, the one that was inspired to write the book of Corinthians, epistle to the Corinthians. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Verse 3. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Praise the Lord. He had been instructed in the way of Phariseeism, but he didn't go to school to learn the New Testament doctrine. Amen? Praise the Lord. It came directly from the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. For my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the, what saints?
Spirit.
Of the Spirit and of power. Glory to God. Pray. Who says glory to God?
Glory to God.
Do you want a demonstration of the Holy Spirit or do you want a demonstration of a man-made taught doctrine?
Holy Spirit.
Amen. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Verse 10. But God hath revealed this mystery them unto us by the school of theology? By the seminary? No. By His Spirit.
Amen.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. You think the religious world would wake up, amen? Not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the, what saints? The Holy Spirit teacheth.
Amen.
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Praise the Lord and glory to God. How thankful we are for the word of God. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19. Who can read that? 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19, saints.
For the wisdom of this world,
amen,
is foolishness with God.
Amen.
For it is written,
He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. The wisdom of the seminary school, of the school of theology, is foolishness with God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians is right after Corinthians, saints. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 13. For ye have heard of my conversion, Paul was saying. You've heard of my conversion. In the time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Excuse me, that's not the verse. Praise God. We're going over to another aspect of the teaching word of God, but there's another verse here that I wanted to show. Glory to God. Okay, yeah, it is the verse, Galatians 1, the verse above it. Glory to God. Verse 11. Galatians 1, 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. It's not after the school of theology. It's not after the school of theology or the seminary or the cemetery. Praise the Lord. It's not, it which was preached of me is not after man. Verse 12. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do you think that man in his foolishness thinks that they can reach more wisdom or the comparative wisdom that Paul had by going a different route and seeking the route of a school of theology or a seminary? There's no way. The route is still the same. Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life, and we come to the Father but by Him. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to His name.